House Bill 1087, an act to provide for the consolidation and annexational board of road districts.
House Bill 1087 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I bring this bill to you. I had some constituents in my district that it affected. There's numerous road districts in Lake County, and therefore they're running into some problems of some cost-sharing issues. Statute currently allows for road districts to be formed, and it also, in Section 616, it gives for the elections and the petitions and the formations and all the rules of governing such road districts. But the problem comes into is the voluntary consolidation of these road districts to cost share in maintaining roads. If in the past what they tried to do is when you form county and township boundary lines, you try to get square formations. But what happens is if you're around a lake, for instance, sometimes you need to have a road that goes down to the lake. That road then is the responsibility of the parties living on that road. It's not the county's responsibility. It's not the township's responsibility. So those individuals there are maintaining that road, but there's certain areas around the lake where they would like to maybe make that one road district so that they can all share in the maintenance and the upkeep of those roads. There was some questions in committee, and I appreciate the committee's question on the debt and who incurs that debt. Originally, if a road district has a debt and they want to consolidate with a road district that doesn't have a debt, they can consolidate, but that the one with the debt, that debt remains with that original one. It does not transfer into the other. The other thing about this is taxing. There is in statute authority for these members to assess a tax in their road district to help maintain these roads. If for some reason that road district should be dissolved in the future, those taxes by petition of the court and stuff will have to have a plan on how to disperse those taxes back or decide who's going to get any money that was left in that fund. That's currently statute right now in dissolving of districts and political subdivisions. So with that, Madam Chairman, there was an amendment put on this from its original form in Section 8 that also adds annexed areas. And the problem with annexed areas is originally when that type of language have come to the legislature in the past, it's been a mandate and it's been very controversial. This makes it permissive. This is not a mandate. Annexation, we still have to go through the same procedures as the consolidation of the road districts. I think it's good and permissive language to allow these districts to work together in order to trying to maintain and upkeep, because I think they all have the common goal in place. And so with that, Madam President and members of this body, I would ask for you to pass House Bill 1087. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1087. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Helmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Senator Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagan? Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1087 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.